Today's daf is Menachas daf Samach Beis, and we are about 10 lines from the top of daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph, continuing to discuss the halachos of Tenufa. So the Mishnah said, V'shtei halechem, v'shnei kivsei atzeres, are examples of a carbon that requires Tenufa. So we've learned a lot about the shtei halechem over the last several daf. And the shtei halechem was the special carbon that was brought on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be brought dafka from the Tfuah HaChadasha. It was a carbon mincha, and it came along with several karbonos. Carbon oila, which was made up of 10 animals. A carbon chatas, which was one animal, a goat. And shnei kivsei atzeres, two kvasim, which were a carbon shlamin. What was unique about this carbon shlamin was two things. Number one, it was a shalmei tzibur. It's the only shalmei tzibur that was ever brought. Ordinarily, when you talk about a carbon shlamin, you're referring to a shalmei yachid. A yachid, an individual, is bringing a carbon shlamin, whether he's a nazir or for some other reason. But ordinarily, a shlamin is a shalmei yachid. This was the one exception to the rule. This was the example of the shalmei tzibur. Another thing unique about the shnei kivsei atzeres was that it was Kachem Kadashim. So ordinarily, a carbon shlomim is Kachem Kalim. This shlomim was Kachem Kadashim. Either way, the Mishnah had said that the Kohen would take the Shtei Alechem together with the Shnei Kifsei Atzeres, and he would do Tenufa. Meaning, although the Shtei Alechem came along with many karbanos, it came along with the Noila and the Chatas, the Tenufa was not done with all the karbanos. The Tenufa was only done with the Shnei Kifsei Atzeres. It was only done with the Shlomim. And in the real Lamdash Sugyas that we had over Yontif, the Gemara proved from there that there was a special connection between the Shnei Kifsei Atzeres and the Shnei Alechem. The Gemara used the Yevamis term. The Gemara said there's a zika, there's like an energy that connects these two things. Meaning, although the Shtei Alechem came with many karbanos, but not all of those karbanos have the same relationship to the Shtei Alechem. It was dafka, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, where the two were very much interrelated. They're Ma'akiv, Zeze, Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Benanis, Rishu Bayechai, exactly. Which one was ma'akev which? Are they both ma'akev each other? But there's an idea of the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres coming together. And the proof to that, exhibit A for that, is this mitzvah's tenufa. Regardless, the Kohen had to do tenufa with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem. And the Gemara is going to elaborate exactly on how this went down. Tanu Rabbanu v'hinev ha'Kohen o'isam Alechem ha'bikurim yochli yaniach kvasam al-gabi Alechem. I would think that when the Kohen does tenufa with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, so he should take the lechem, put it on his hand, and then put the shnei kivsei atzeres on top of the lechem. Talmud loymar al shnei kvasim. The pasuk says al shnei kvasim, suggesting that the kvasim shouldn't be on top of the lechem, but rather the lechem should be on top of the shnei kvasim. Yeah, shnei kvasim yochel lechem agabi kvasim. Okay, so if it says al shnei kvasim, so let's then infer to the contrary, that the Kohen takes the kvasim, puts them on his hand, and puts the lechem on top of the kvasim. The problem is, Talmud Boimah, the pasuk also says, al lechem habikurim. It sounds like, to the contrary, the kvasim are supposed to be on top of the lechem. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, there would seem to be conflicting mashmois from the pasuk that describes the mitzvah of tenufa with the shtei halechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres in terms of whether the lechem was on top or the shnei kvasim was on top. So the pasuk in its entirety is v'heinu v'akoyin oisam al lechem abikurim tenufa lifnei Hashem al shnei kivasim kodesh yu l'Hashem l'akoyin. So the pasuk is talking about the tenufa of these two parts of the carbon. It says al lechem abikurim, and it says al shnei kvasim. And the Gemara is essentially making conflicting diyukim. Al lechem abikurim seems to suggest that the shnei kivsei atzeres were on top of the lechem. Al shnei kvasim seems to suggest that the lechem abikurim was on top of the kvasim. So which one's which? Is the kvasim al lechem abikurim, or is the lechem abikurim al shnei kvasim? Says the Gemara, nishtakel hakasav. It's a draw. I don't know. Stalemate. Ve'ini yodea im lechem agabi kvasim, kvasim agabi lechem. I'm a tzinu. So the Gemara says b'chol makom lechem l'maylo. So the Gemara says, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to pull out one of the yud gimel midah shatir in the dreshes behen mamatzinu and say that just like we find in other areas that the lechem was l'maylo, here too afkan lechem l'maylo. Says the Gemara, heichal. What's this other area where you find that this tenufa with an animal and with lechem and the lechem is the milo amra papa b'miluim. It was the special mincha that was brought by Hiba Yom Hashmini, and there was a mitzvah of tenufa. We had this on the top of the amid over there. The lechem was the milo. So even though from this pasuk itself nishtakel hakasiv ve'ini idea, from this pasuk itself there's conflicting reports. Is it ala kvasim or is it ala lechem? But Mama Tzinu teaches me that the lechem is supposed to be lemaila. I hear. Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam says kvasim lemaila, that the kvasim really are supposed to be, could be shami deris leofinon, as if there's a better option. Taisa spoke of that, I think, earlier. But if there's no other option, and I'm not really sure what to do, meaning it's definitely something you can do. You could learn deris misha or shami deris, but that's only if there isn't a better option. If there's a better option, the other option will usually win. Either way, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm sure Lamaimer Kvasim Lamaim. Really, the Kvasim are supposed to be Lamaim. Mani Mekayim Al Shnei Kvasim. I, the Pasuk says Al Shnei Kvasim, which seems to suggest that the Kvasim are supposed to be Lamata, the Lechem supposed to be Lamaila. Lahoitzi Shiva. What it means to say is, emphasis is not Ala Kvasim, as if to say that it's supposed to be the breads on top. Really, the Kvasim are supposed to be on top. Al Shnei Kvasim is coming to, the emphasis on Shnei. Because really, in addition to the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, we mentioned earlier, there were also a carbon oila that was brought. And the oila was made up of 10 animals, 7 of which were kvasim. So there would have been a havamina that when the Kohen does the mitzvah of tenufa with the Shnei Alechem, he doesn't just do it with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, maybe he does it with the Shiva Kivsei oila. Maybe those 7 kvasim are involved as well. Kamash Mulan al Shnei Kvasim. But not that it's on top of the kvasim, it's not. Really, the kvasim are supposed to be on top. Emphasis more on Shnei, that it's the 2 kvasim. The Shalmei Tzibur, that's the part of the carbon that has a mitzvah of tenufa together with the Shtei Alechem, but the Shiva Kvasim that was part of the Oil or not. A third, Shachanid ben Chachinoyim Meniach Shtei Alechem ben Erech Hesayim Shal Kvasim Umeinav. V'nimtza Mekayim Shnei Mekroyos Halalu. Lechem Agabi Kvasim and Kvasim Agabi Lechem. You can't make it Lechem Agabi Kvasim, and you can't make it Kvasim Agabi Lechem. You can't make it Lechem Agabi Kvasim because it says on the Lechem. And you can't make it Kvasim Agabi Lechem because it says Al Kvasim. So you know what you do? You put them side by side. That's what you're supposed to do. How do you put them side by side? So Chanino ben Chachinoi explained it. He says, you take the Shtei Alechem, you put it between the thighs, between the legs of the Kvasim, and that's the way it was done. Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe commented. He said, if Melech Basav Adam Einoisim came. If you were going to give an offering to a Melech Basav Adam, you wouldn't take bread, put it between the legs of the animal, and give it that way. It would be considered mechur. It wouldn't be a nice thing to do. Lefnei Melech Malchi Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisim Kein Avoyden the Beis HaMikdash is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings. That's not a proper way to do it. You're not going to take bread, put it between the legs of an animal. Rather, what you're supposed to do is you put one next to the other. So not literally one in the other, the way Chanina ben Chachinoy said, but rather one next to the other. So Rebbe said, it's not so schwer. It doesn't have to be on the kvasim. It doesn't have to be on the lechem. You put feit gevar v'bin al. But at the end of the day, it says al. I mean, the whole point is you have to be mekayim al. Amalei Rav Chizda, Rav Amnunov, Amri Rav Amnunov, Rav Chizda, Rebbe Letane. It's a good kasha, but it's not a good kasha if you discuss in Shitas Rebbe, because this is Rebbe Lishitasi that comes up in other places in Shasta. Amar al b'samach. Rebbe holds that the word al means samach. Now, it doesn't always mean samach. Most times it says in the Torah al, it means an. But Rebbe's shita is that al could sometimes mean samuch, and this will be another example where Rebbe Lishitasa is going to tell you when it says al alechem or al akfasim means next. Time we learn to the brayzim and the satal marechas levoinazak. The context over there is the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim had levoina next to it. The levoina didn't sit on top of the breads. The levoina sat next to it. Now, what does the Torah say? V'nasata al hamareches levoina. Rebbe Yomer al b'samuch. That really means b'samuch because that's the way it was. Ata yomer al b'samuch ein el al mamish. K'shoyimer v'sakoyis al lo'oroin es haparoiches havi yomer al b'samuch. And Rebbe's main raya was from the fact that the Torah says that the paroiches that separated the heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Al Ha'arayn, and we know it wasn't Al Ha'arayn. Rashi says the whole purpose of it was to separate between the Pareiches Mechitza Hi Lahavdu Bein HaKodesh Bein Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it wasn't Al Ha'arayn, that's not what its purpose was. So clearly it was just a separation, it was a Mechitza. I, the Torah, says Al. So says Rebbe, you see from there that Al means sometimes Samoch. Rebbe stole the Tzu to understand the Pasuk of Nosata Lamareches Levoina Zaka. What do you mean? The Levoina wasn't on top of the Lechem upon him. Says Rebbe, because Al could sometimes be B'samoch. This would be a third time where in Rebbe's world, Al means B'samoch. Again, it says the breads on the kvasim on the breads. Says Rebbe, it's not a stira, because Al sometimes means Samoch. So the breads are next to the kvasim are next to the breads. It's only a stira if Al means on top of. But if Al doesn't have to mean on top of, then you're not going to have a stira at all. And the Mishnah went on to discuss technically how the tenufa was done, Moilech umevi, maila umoirid v'chulu, and the Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, moilech umevi, the first thing that the Kohen would do, wherever there was a mitzvah of tenufa, although, if you take a look at the long Tosfos here on the Amud, Tosfos suggests that maybe this Gemara is not referring to all tenufas. But regardless, says the Gemara, had a tenufa happen, number one, you'd be moilech umevi. So the Kohen would take the thing that he's doing tenufa with, and he would be moilech, he would push it away from him, umevi, and bring it back towards him. And the reason he did that was, lamisha haruchai shalai, to show that the tenufa, the carbon, is being offered to the one sheharuchai shalai, that he controls all the ruchais, all the sides of the world. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maila umayrid, then he would take it, and he would lift it up and bring it down, to show lamisha hashamayim va'aret shalai, that he's offering this to the one shashamayim va'aret shalai. Pereishis bar lekim as hashamayim v'zaret is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to show he's giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the ruchais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shamayim va'aret shalai. Shem is a koine shamayim va'aret. And thus, by doing this, the symbolism is he's showing with his hands that everything that he's doing right now is being offered up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishonim speak out that really you don't have to do all four. You don't have to be moilech umevi and mailu umayrit. Once you mailu maybe that's enough. Once you mailu mayre, that's enough. Because the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Misha HaRuchai Shalai is the Misha HaShemayim V'aret Shalai. So you don't need a double symbolism. It's not ma'akib. The point is you have to show in the tenufa that the tenufa is being done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's done either by Meilech Umevi or by Meilu Umayrit, Likatchila, both, to be Meilech Umevi and be Meilu Umayrit. Merav, Masni Hach, Amrav, Chamrav, Ukva, Amrav, Yitzrav, Chanina. Meilech Umevi, the point is, Kedei Latzer, Ruchais, Rois. The purpose of Meilech Umevi wasn't just like a mitzvah, Tzrichas, Kavana, to show what it is you're doing. It was different. The purpose of it was to protect, meaning through the Tnufa, Klai Yisrael got a Shmira. And the idea was, Kedei Latzer, Ruchais, Rois. To make sure that no ruchais rois are going to come. So you take this carbon and you wave it in the direction of the ruchais, and that prevents ruchais rois. Mailu mayrit kedei latzer tlalum ram. To make sure that there's no bad rains that are going to come. Amrav Yisrael Abin, I say meres, I say from this, shiori mitzvah ma'akven asaparonius. That's something that's shiori mitzvah, it's peripheral, it's ancillary. So you can say, all right, it's only shiori mitzvah, big deal. Right? I do what's ma'akiv. But if it's not ma'akiv, so why do I have to be so worried about that, right? Let me figure out what's ma'akiv first, and then I'll worry. No, it's not so true, because you see that tenufa is shari mitzvah. Tenufa is never ma'akiv in a carbon. And despite the fact that tenufa is never ma'akiv in a carbon, you see the koyach of tenufa. It's latza ruchais rois, it's latza klom roim. There's tremendous skulas that are tied up in this mitzvah of tenufa. So Rabbi Yossi bar Abin was inspired, and he said, Zoysei Meres, this is an interesting principle that we can take and run with and apply to other areas of halacha, that shiare mitzvah ma'akvim es ha'peronis. The tenufa, shiare mitzvah, v'yitzeret ruchais rois, v'tlalim ram. Amar Rabba, v'chein lulav. The same is true when it comes to the lulav. Lulav, yomaylech umevi, yomayla umayrid, and what's the significance? You mailech umevi l'misha ruchay shaloi, mailu mar l'misha shmayim v'aretz shaloi, or you mailech umevi kedei la'atzar ruchay zerois, you mailech umayrit kedei la'atzar t'lalim ram. So the same symbolism that you had in Tnufa, b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, when the Kohen, together with the Bailim, would do the Tnufa, every single Yid has on Sukkis, when he takes the Dalamina. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Mamtile, Umaisile, Umachvi Hocher. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, when he would take his Dalamina, he would do the following. V'amar, he would say, Gira Be'ina de Sitna. He would taunt the Satan, so to speak. And he would say that this Dalad Minim that I'm taking right now, this should be a poke in your eye. This is something that I'm doing right now to show that I'm somehow better than you. I have control over you. But the Gemara says, V'lav Milsi, it's not a good idea. Don't try this at home. Mishum Da'asil is Gurebe. It's never a smart idea to provoke the Satan, to awaken the sleeping giant. So it's better, even though Rabbi Chaim Yaakov did it, but it's not such a smart thing to do. We'll get back to that soon. Zok Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Zivchei Shal Meitzibur Teunin Tnufa La'achar Shchita. The Zivchei Shal Meitzibur required Tnufa La'achar Shchita V'tnufasam K'moy Shehem. And the Tnufa was done with the entire animals. Divrei Rabbi, the Chachamim say, b'chaz v'shoik. It was done only with the chaz v'shoik of the animal. So really, before we learn this next Gemara, a little bit of background. And that is that there was a mitzvah of tenufa with shalmei yachid. There was a mitzvah of tenufa with shalmei tzibur. Stating that, there was a difference. the mitzvah's tenufa with Shalmei Yachid was done only after the shechita of the Shalmei Yachid. The Mishnah said it. The Mishnah daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. Saw that yesterday. So there was a mitzvah of tenufa with every Shalmei Yachid. It was done after the shechita. The shechita, Gabalei Lach Hazrika. Now you're going to go ahead. You're going to take different parts of the Shlomim. Which parts? The Chalavim, the Emurim, that's the part that went Lekvaya. The Chaz of the Shoik, that's the part that's given to the Koyanim. And together, the Chaz of the Shoik on top, or the Chalavim on top, that was the Gemara on the top of Samech Beis and Aleph. But the Chaz of the Shoik and the Emurim together, there was a mitzvah of Tenufa done. But the point is, the mitzvah of Tenufa was done with the animal, La'achar Shchita, when it wasn't alive anymore, after the animal was already offered. The Shalmei Tzibur had a mitzvah of Tenufa, Bein Mechayim, and Bein Lacha Misa. So the Kohen would take these live kvasim and have a mitzvah's tenufa, and then after the shechita, there would be another mitzvah of tenufa. Now in the Torah only says the mitzvah's tenufa by the Shalmei Tzibur while the Shalmei Tzibur is alive. The Makar, the source that we know that there was a mitzvah's tenufa, la'achar shechita, by the Shalmei Tzibur, is learned out from the Shalmei Yachid. So again, the Shalmei Yachid has a mitzvah of tenufa, but it's only la'achar shechita. Psukim in the Torah. The Shalmei Tzibur has a mitzvah tenufa both Mechayim and La'achar Shechita. Mechayim is beforish in the Torah. La'achar Shechita, it's not beforish in the Torah. I know it La'achar Shechita from the Shalmei Yachid. It's being that I know and that the makar to the mitzvah tenufa by Shalmei Tzibur is from the Shalmei Yachid. Again, the tenufa La'achar Shechita is learned out from the Shalmei Yachid that we have a machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim that's going to take us halfway to Daf Samech Beis. And that's as follows. There was a chilek, and one more point really, between the Shalmei Yachid and the Shalmei Tzibur. The Shalmei Yachid's tenufa, being that it was done la'achar shechita, wasn't done with the entire animal. So it was done with the emurim and the chaz and the shay. The tenufa that was done with the Shalmei Tzibur, that's mefurish in the Torah, that was done, mechayim, was obviously done with the entire animal. It's alive, so obviously it's being done with the entire animal. The question is, the tenufa that's going to be done with the Shalmei Tzibur la'achar shechita, is it going to be done with the entire animal, like the tenufa of the Shalmei Tzibur that was done mechayim, or is it only going to be done with the chaz of a shaykh, or really with the emurim and the chaz of a shaykh, which are the parts of the shlamim that the tenufa was done when it was done with the Shalmei Yachid la'achar shechita. So Tanu Rabban and Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Te'unen Tenufa la'achar shechita. Clear. V'tenufasam k'moy shehem, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, tenufasam k'moy shehem, look at the bottom Rashi, shleimim. You're supposed to do it with the entire animal. V'chachamim say, v'chaz v'shaik. It was only done with the chaz v'shaik. It doesn't just mean the chaz v'shaik, it means the emurim and the chaz v'shaik. V'maiko nifligi. Only Rav Chizda, the Rav Amnun, if I'm the Rav Amnun, the Rav Chizda. This isn't just a very local machloikis, but rather this is a global machloikis. What does that mean? Mina means that if you're going to learn something out from something else, so you're learning A from B, so you don't just learn the basic halacha from B, you learn the halacha from B and all the se'ife katan, you learn all the halachas that come along with it. So if I'm learning A from B, when I apply B to A, I have to take along the whole Shulchan Aruch of B. So however B is done, that's how it's going to be done. Doin mina va'iki ba'asra means, I'm doin mina, I learned the basic halacha. So if I'm learning A from B, the basic halacha I can take from B and apply it to A. But now that I apply it to A, it's iki ba'asra. This halacha is going to be governed not by the Shulchan Aruch that governs B, but rather by the Shulchan Aruch that governs A. Says the Gemara, a real life example of this. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold doy mina mina. Mazet chesham yochet tunen tenufa la'achar shechita. Afkes chesham etzibur tunen tenufa la'achar shechita. What's the makar that this tenufa la'achar shechita by the Shalmei Tzibur? It's only learned that from the Shalmei Yochet. Because in the Torah itself, the Torah only mentions tenufa by the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, the Shalmei Tzibur Mechaim. It doesn't say anything about la'achar shechita. So it's doy mina. We're learning the tenufa la'achar shechita from the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, from the Shalmei Yochet. And says the Gemara, the Rabbanan hold doy mina umina. Thus, you now have to apply the whole Shulchan Aruch of Tenufa of Shalmei Yachid to the Tenufa Shalmei Tzibur la'achar shechita. So, ma'has ha'machaz v'shaik, achaz ha'nami b'chaz v'shaik, v'rebi sava doy mina v'oiki ba'asra. So, ma'az v'chei Shalmei Yachid tunen Tenufa la'achar shechita, afchis v'chei Shalmei Tzibur tunen Tenufa la'achar shechita. So, it's true, it's doy mina. We're learning the basic halach of Tenufa la'achar shechita by Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur from the Shalmei Yachid. But at the same time, it's va'iki ba'asra. Hasam over there, the chaz of a sheik. Aval hacha k'may she'ei. Once we learn the halach of tenufa, let's apply the principles, the Shulchan Aruch of tenufa, that the Torah said applies to the Shalmei Tzibur. Now, although the Torah said it by the tenufa that was done Michayim, but at the same time, so just like the tenufa Michayim is kemoshe heim b'chayim, that's the way it's going to be done, even regarding the tenufa that was done la'achashchita, says the Gemara. In other words, the machloikis, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, is the age-old machloikis, which appears in many places in Shas, doim mina u'mina, Papa says, everybody holds. So what's pshat then in Rebbe that holds that the way the tenufa was done, lachamisa was kemoy shehein, it was done shleimim, says the Gemara. Behind ki hasam mahasam davishamatana l'koyin af hocha davishamatana l'koyin. Doimino means that you're going to learn the basic halacha of tenufa shalmei tzibur la'achashchita from shalmei yachid umino, and you have to learn it with all the pitchfkes. It comes along with the whole Shulchan Aruch. So what's the Shulchan Aruch? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, the Shulchan Aruch is, you do the tenufa with the chaz of a sheik. You do the tenufa with the emurim. Okay, so too, the tenufas, zivchei, shalmei tzibur, lachashchita is also going to be done only with the emurim. Says Rebbe, no, that's wrong. You're not saying properly. The takeaway, the doin mina umina from zivchei shalmei yachid is not that you only do tenufa with the emurim chaz of a sheik. You only do tenufa with the dover that's matana l'kayin. So by shalmei yachid, what was given over to the kayin, the chaz of a sheik? Okay, so that's why that's all the tenufa was done with. But by the shalmei tzibur, the entire animal was given over to the kayin. I mean that it was all, because it was kachik kadashim, so I mean that it was all given over to the kayin. It's for that reason that the halacha is you would do the tenufa with the entire animal. So says Rav Papa, even Rebbe holds doin mina umina. But the question is, what's the umina? What do I take away from shalmei yachid? I take away a dry halacha that you only do tenufa with the chaz of a sheik? No, I take away a svara that you do tenufa with the dover. Okay, so Dovish Matana Lakayim by Shalmei Yachid is the Chaz V'Sheik. The Dovish Matana Lakayim, when it comes to Shalmei Tzibur, is going to be the entire animal. Now, the truth is, the words Dovish Matana Lakayim is a little shver. I looked around, I saw that the Achrenim Mutch a little bit, because it's not true that the tenufa of the Shalmei Yachid was done with Dovish Matana Lakayim. It was done with the Chaz V'Sheik, which was the Dovish Matana Lakayim, but it was also done with Emurim. The Emurim wasn't given to the Kayin. The Emurim was given L'Gvayah. The entire Shalmei Tzibur was Davish Matan L'Kayin. There's no Chelik that went L'Bailim. That's true. Because it was Kachin Kadashim. It was only Nechel Ezechre Kahuna. But there was certainly a part of it that went on the Mizbeach. I mean, if you're taking the entire animal, there's Dam that goes on the Mizbeach. So you have to understand a little bit better that Lashon of Davish Matan L'Kayin. But the point is well taken. Either way, says the Gemara, Rabbina, but Rabbina says a different. Really, Rabbi Rabbanon, all hold Faker. If that's the case, the halal should be that by the tenufas shalmei tzibur l'achashchita, it should be shleimim. Because what does Leiki Ba'asra mean? Apply it to the laws of tenufa that we know by the shalmei tzibur. The shalmei tzibur's tenufa that's mefurish in the Torah is the one that was done mechaim. The one that was done mechaim was obviously done with the entire animal. So what's pshat in the rabbanon that rabbanon hold was done only with the chaz of a sheik? Find the time of the rabbanon shalmei ribuyhu. When the Torah talks about tenufas chaz of a sheik by the shalmei yachid, the Torah says shalmei hen. It's a ribuy. It's coming to rabbis zivchei shalmei tzibur. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah shloisha minim. There were three karbanos tuun and shalosh mitzvahs, all of which needed three mitzvahs. Shtayim b'cholecha, the shlishes amen. Meaning, Reb Shimon said you could line up three karbanos on one side, three mitzvahs on the other side. Two of the three mitzvahs will apply to each one of the three karbanos. However, none of the three karbanos will have all three mitzvahs applying to them. Be'eluhein. Zivchei shalmei yachid, v'zivchei shalmei tzibur, v'ashem mitzvah. Those are the three karbanos. What are the three mitzvahs? Tenufa mechayim, tenufa la'achar shchita, and smicha. Says the Gemara, zivchei shalmei yachid, teunen smicha chayim, v'tenufa shchutim. Those are the two mitzvahs that it has. V'ein behem tenufa chayim. However, the zivchei shalmei yachid did not have tenufa mechayim. Zivchei shalmei tzibur, tenufa chayim v'shchutim, like we just said. There was tenufa mechayim, that's before it's in the Torah. This tenufa la'achar shchita, that's learned out from the Zivchei shalmei yachid doin mina vein bem smicha, but there was no smicha by the zivchei shalmei tzibur. Asher mitzayre ton smicha v'tenufa chayim. The asher mitzayre had smicha, it had tenufa mechayim just like the zivchei shalmei tzibur, but vein by tenufa shachut there was no tenufa l'achashchita. So the Gemara does a little bit of math. Frank the Gemara, if you zivchei shalmei yachid tunen tenufa chayim kal v'chayim, l'chayre shouldn't the zivchei shalmei yachid need tenufa mechayim kal v'chayim? Ma zivchei shalmei tzibur shein tunen smicha chayim tunen tenufa chayim. Madach zivchei shalmei tzibur doesn't have a din smicha mechayim. Has a mitzvah. It says Tainas the Gemara, Mikal V'Chomer, once I find a chumra in Zivchei Shalmi Yachad over Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, and that is Smicha Michayim, then Mikal V'chaymer I should know Tnufa Michayim as well. What's the Kal V'chaymer? From Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur. Madach Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur that has no Smicha Michayim has Tnufa Michayim, so Zivchei Shalmi Yachad that has Smicha Michayim certainly should have Tnufa Michayim. So the Gemara says, Mit Rachmana Gavi Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur Oysom. It says the word Oysom by Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, and it's coming to me, Mai Zivchei Shalmi Yachad. Oysom is Mutei Zivchei Shalmi Yachad. So the Gemara, not the Kal V'chaymer. You Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur Tunut Smicha Mikal V'chaymer. Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur Sheva Mitzvah Smicha Mikal V'chaymer. Ma Zivchei Shalmi Yachad. She ain't Tunut Tnufa Chayim, Tunut Smicha. Madach Zivchei Shalmi Yachad that has no Tnufa Michayim, has Smicha. Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur She Tunut So we're reversing the Kal V'chaymer. We're reversing the Kal V'chaymer. L'chayra, if you find a mitzvah smicha by Shalmei Yachid, surely there should be a mitzvah smicha by Shalmei Tzibur. Why? Why is it? Why is it chomer? Because you find tnufa mechayim by Shalmei Tzibur. So if you have tnufa mechayim, certainly you should have smicha mechayim. Am Ravina Gmiri, there's a mesora shnei smichas betzibur. There's only two karbanos tzibur that had a mitzvah smicha. What are the two karbanos? Zok Rashi, the par helim dovish al tzibur and the sar hamishtalech. But the bottom line is it's two and it's not three. Thus, being that the zivchei shalmei tzibur was a karban tzibur and gmiri, that there's only two, par helim dovish al tzibur and sar hamishtalech, that's how I know that it came. Zok the Gemara, one final ha'ara, v'yei asham mitzayra ton tenufa shachot mikal v'chayim. Asham mitzayra had two mitzvahs. What were the two mitzvahs? It had tenufa michayim and it had smicha, but it didn't have tenufa lachashchita. V'yei the Gemara, mikal v'chayim, I should know tenufa lachashchita. Why? Mazav, chesham miyachot, she'en tenutuf michayim, tenutuf v'shchutim. Asham mitzayra, she'en tenufa chay, ere din she'en tenufa shachot. A pashata, kal v'chayim from shal miyachot. Zok the Gemara, miyet rachmona, gabi zivchei shal miyachot. Oysoy, it says, oysoy by zivchei shal miyachot. It's coming to say only oysoy has a mitzvah of trufa mechaim is something else. Not what? Not lamutei asham mitzayra, that asham mitzayra has no tenufa mechaim. Perfect timing. Either way, one last gemara. Tanu rabban chamisha shaviu karban echad. If five people brought one carbon, so one person could do the tenufa on behalf of everybody else. Vinny, we had said earlier that the mitzvah of tenufa, we saw this in yesterday's daf at length, was done in conjunction with the kohen that was being makriv and the baalim. So how did they do it? The kohen would put his hand underneath the hand of the baalim, and then they would put the thing that the tenufa was being done with on top of the hand of the baalim. So what if five people together bring a karban? Shutfim could bring karban. Not all karbanas. A mincha, for example, they can. Nefesh, as opposed to shutfis. But there are karbanas that can be brought to shutfis. So if five people are bringing a karban, they don't all five stop piling their hands up and doing tenufa. But rather, echad mainify de kula. One person does the tenufa on behalf of the whole chabura. The isha, what about a woman? Kohen menef al yada. A kohen does the tenufa on her behalf, again, based on yesterday's daf, where we saw that a woman herself cannot do tenufa. Dabra al b'nei Yisrael, she's excluded. Her carbon is not excluded, but she's excluded. So what does that mean? If the Bailam always has to do it, and she's excluded, and the carbon's not excluded, there it says the kohen does it on her behalf. If somebody sent a carbon in Medina Sayam, which is in and of itself a whole geshmak sugya, there's a toisvis, a dibra maskel, v'china shaleach karbonis. The bottom toisvis gets involved in all the geshmak sugya is related to a shaleach karbonoisam in Medina Sayam. Right? One of the obvious shailas is if somebody sends a chatas, for example, chatas shemesu baleo, you're not allowed to be makriv. So the question is, if somebody sends a carbon from Medina Sayam, do you have to be concerned that maybe he's not alive anymore? If he's not alive, that it's a chata shemesu ba'alei atzlam yisazla. It's one of the chamish chatois hamesis. You're not allowed to be makrivit on the mizbeach. A person has a cheskes chais, all the sugis of chazokis, vestis, this ties into famous truth from the Nadi Behuda and the Chassam Sofer. But either way, zok de gemara. So what happens if somebody sends a carbon in Medina Sayam? Koinef menef ayadei, the koin does the tenufa on his behalf. So just two short ha'aras. And that is, number one, so we mentioned over here again the fact that a woman didn't do tenufa, and if a woman had to bring a carbon, the koin was made of ayadei. Truth is, there's one exception to the rule. There was one time that a koin did do tenufa. There is one exception. When is that? Saita. It's a Mishnah, very good. Vesach the Saita, daf yotes amad aleph, based on a pasuk in the Torah, and the Mishnah over there says that the minchas kanois, the woman, of course, was the Bailam of. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha. That's the premise of the kasha. The Bailam of Faglam is the woman. So it's her carbon. She's the balas ha-carbon of the minchas kanois. And the Mishnah says clearly, when she would bring her minchas kanois, there was a mitzvah of tenufa. And how was the tenufa done? The way every tenufa was done. The kohen put his hand underneath the hand of the Isha, they would put the mincha on top and they'd go ahead and they would do a mitzvah tenufa. As much as we say that there's no tnufa dabrel b'nei Yisrael when it comes to an isha. There is one exception to the rule, and that is the minchas kanoi. So yesterday we mentioned that, isn't there a negia problem? What happened to the isa negia? So the truth is that Tosfos and Masechta Soita, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, right there, Alatar, quotes a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi asks the kasha. The truth is, Tosfos in our sugya, Daf Samach Aleph from the base, brings it Toich Tvarav as well. Tosfos over there argues with Rashi. Right? Rashi says that how is the tnufa done with the Bailam and the Kayin? Did the Kayin do it or the Bailam did it? So Rashi, the way it was Mefarish the Gemara, was the Kayin put his hand underneath the hand of the Bailam, and together they did the tenufa. Tosfos has a problem with that, because Tosfos says, if that's the case, it comes out the Yad Bailam was chaitzitz between the Yad of the Kayin and the thing that you're doing tenufa with. And being that tenufa is an avoida, so l'chayra, there's a chatzitz over. You're not allowed to have a chatzitz when you're doing the avoida. As I think Tosfos Akasha. So Tosfos says, Dibra maskul kayin meniach yadoi, write him in ochas ha-mechalof ha-mebeis, lav dafka komer tachas yad bailam mamish. The im came, because if it was literally, if the hand of the Kayin was literally underneath the hand of the bailam, have a yad ha-bailam chatzitz, bein ha-keli, bein yad ha-kayin. You're not allowed to have a chatzitz. So Tosfos mefalf a little bit, and then at the end, Tosfos says, ubi yushalmi. But this is what Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi. The Habi Tachas Yod of Mamish. Yerushalmi's Mashma was that way. Why? Because the Yerushalmi is in the first parak of Masechta Soita, and he's handling the Minchas Kanois, also known as the Minchas Soita, where there was a mitzvah tenufa by the Bailam, which was the woman. And says the Yerushalmi, and I quote, Ve'en Adavar Kir, L'chayra, B'lashem Bitmiya. Isn't it Kir? Isn't it not nice? Isn't it disgusting? Isn't it inappropriate for the Kohen to take his hand in the Beis HaMikdash, no less, put it underneath the hand of the Balas HaKarben, this woman, to go ahead and bring it? And the Yerushalmi gives three terutzim. One terutz the Yerushalmi says is mevi mapa veini chaitzitz. There was a little bit of a mapa. They would put something very, very thin in between the hand of the Kohen and the hand of the woman. And being that he wasn't touching the skin of the woman, but rather it was through this mapa, so that's why it's not kir, it's not a problem. Alternatively, maybe Kayin Zakin. You bring an older Kayin, someone that's already Toshash Kaychai. So it's not going to bring Lidei Hira, it's not going to bring Lidei Avera. So the male, it's not going to be a problem. Sounds a little bit from the Yerushalmi, like in and of itself, it's not such an issue. The issue is more what it can lead to. And as a result, if you maybe Kayin Zakin, maybe that would be the way out. Then the Yerushalmi says, Vafilu Tema Yel, it's all the Lashana Yerushalmi. In Yetzah Harab Matsui La Oisesha. It being that it's so short, and it's going to happen in such a fleeting way, it could be the Eitzahara is not going to be short. But says Tosfos, the bottom line is, what I see in this Yerushalmi is that it must have been clearly the way Rashi explained it. Because if it's not the way Rashi explained it, what's the Yerushalmi's kasha? Yerushalmi's asking a kasha, l'chayra, based on the fact that there was negiyah, meaning it was literally one hand is on top of the other hand. So whoever's hand is on the bottom, whoever's hand is on top, the hands are touching each other. Tosfos had a problem with the hands touching each other, because Tosfos held it was going to be a chatzitza. But says Tosfos that in Yerushalmi it's mashma ktsas, the havi tachas yodav mamish. The reason it's mashma only a little bit ktsas, Tosfos says, because it could be really, they both held it together, the hands weren't touching, but there was still a concern that maybe as they're, you know, two people are holding a pot, so it's very yitachin that they're going to end up touching each other. But not that it's such mashma ktsas, says Tosfos, that it was like Rashi. But the bottom line is, the Yerushalmi already stole the shaila. The Yerushalmi says, how are you able to do tenufa? What happened to Negi? And the Yerushalmi said three terutzim. Either there was a mapa, that's the teretz, and the mapa somehow addressed the issue, or a koyin zakein, that's already tashash koyin, there's no concern of Yetzahara, or being that it happened in such a short period of time, it's not something that you have to worry about. Now the truth is that this Yerushalmi is very relevant lahalacha, because, you know, a question that's often asked in business settings, is it okay to shake a woman's hand? Right? In a business setting, is it okay to shake a woman's hand? So again, I mean, you can argue that it's going to happen really, really quickly, etc. But it's not so posh. You see, the Yerushalmi was already worried with the two hands touching during the mitzvah of tenufa. And incidentally, you know, what if someone's wearing a glove, for example, right? There's a lot of stories, Maisalach, from once upon a time where it was Moshchich, people wore gloves. But the bottom line is, this is above my pay grade. But the Pashtus is, it's a problem. And the Pashtus is that this Yerushalmi right here is a makar to this issue. But one other ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara discussed Tnufa. And Tnufa, Yumayla Chumevi, Yumayla Umayrid. The Gemara said, Tup Shatim. And then the Gemara said, the Rav Acher by Yaakov Mamtele Umaisle. When he would shake his Dalad Minin, which mirrors, it parallels Tnufa, he would say the following thing. He would turn to the Satan and he would say, Gira Be'ena de Sitna. He would taunt the Satan as if to say, by me taking the Dalad Minin, somehow I'm showing that I have some domination over you. But the Gemara says, don't try this at home. Because all you're doing here is you're provoking the Satan, and it's never a good idea to provoke the Satan. The obvious question is, if it's not a good idea to provoke the Satan, and the Gemara says, don't do this, why did Rav Acher by Yaakov do it? Right, it's a good kasha. L'chayra, why did Rav Acher by Yaakov do it? The Gemara says, I found in the Seda Hadayris on Rav Acher by Yaakov. So yesterday we spoke about the Seda Hadayris of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So this is on the Amora, Rav Acher bar Yaakov, he asks this kasha, but he supports the kasha with a mefurish in Gemara Masechtas Kedushin that pay aleph amen aleph. The Gemara over there talks about plimai. So where do we have plimai recently? Masechtas Menachos. Plimai was one that asked Rebbe the question: if somebody has two heads, which head does he put his tefillin on? Right, and Rebbe was, he mocked him, he told him, put him into Cheirim, because what are you asking such a silly question? And as they're starting to put Plima in Cheirim, a person walks in and he tells Rebbe, my wife just gave birth to a baby, and the baby has two heads, and it's my firstborn, and I have to give Pidyon HaBen, and I'm not sure, do I give 5 slum, or do I give 10 slum? Lugul Goylis, right? So how many slum am I supposed to give? # Siamese twins, Lakewood 1977, Ramesh Tshuva, etc., etc. But the bottom line is it was Plima. So here we have Plima. There's not a lot of Plima in Shas, right? See, you have another Plima. Plima, you have a regular member called Yoima. Plima used to say every day, Gira Be'ena de Satan. So this Nusach, the Rav Acher by Yaakov used to say when he was shuckling the Lilith, Plima used to say every single day. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad, one day, Ma'alud Yom Kippur Havet. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Idmi Leka'anya. The Satan came down to this world. He dressed up as a physical person, as a human being, as an Ani, Asa Kar Abava, and he knocked on Plima's door. And he says, I'm hungry, I'm starving, maybe you can help me. Apikole Rifta, so Plima went, he took bread and he went outside the front door and he gave him some bread. Amalei, so the Satan tells Plima, Yemikoi idna kuli omagavoi, today there's a mitzvah to eat. Kalo icho, bitchi, malol vakosav, kilu sanachi vasiri. He says, today's a mitzvah, I'm going to stand at the front door and I'm going to nibble on a little bit of anod. Everybody's sitting down and I'm standing outside. Please, invite me in. He was a little aggressive. Plima said, okay, I lazy. He brought him inside. The Krivile Rifta. And he sat down and he gave him food. Amalei says, he says, you put me on the couch. Everybody's sitting at the dining room table. They're sitting with a fork and a knife and a hank. Yeah, I want to sit down also. Like, Vanula Khadai, Asio Usvi Ataka. So he brought him to the table. Abi Yosef, Mile Nafshi Shikhna Vikivi Ale. He says, as he's sitting there, boils started coming out of the Satan. Fabi Ka'ovin Mili Demaz. And he started doing disgusting things. So he was acting. Ani was acting very, very inappropriately. Amalei, so Plima told him, Tiv Shaper, sit like a mensch. He says, stop, this is what you, sit down. He spoke a little sharp to him. Amalei, so he told him, Havali Kasa. He says, okay, you know what, I need a glass of wine. That will calm me down. Everything is going to be fine. Yavali Kasa, so he poured him a glass of wine. Mara says, didn't work out well. Ichmar, Shadar Bekicha, he started spitting. Nacharube, the people in the family started getting nervous. Shaka, he starts making a tobo, miss, and he drops dead. The Gemara says, all of a sudden, a rumor spreads. It's all going on. Erev Yom Kippur. Plima Kotel Gavra. Plima Kotel Gavra. Plima killed somebody. Arak. So Plima hears that. He starts running. And he hid in the Beis Akise that was outside, in the outhouse that was outside the city. Also, Basre, the Satan followed him there. Nafal Kame. And this person who had just died 20 minutes ago, all of a sudden shows up. Now already Plima had seen too much. I mean, this was a nightmare. So the Gemara says, when the Satan saw how he was starting to get to Plimoy, Galilei Nafshe, he exposed himself. He says, all right, I'm not really a poor person. He showed him his ID. I'm the Satan. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so Plimoy tells the Satan, my time, I'm the Sachi. He says, why'd you do this to me? Why'd you scare me like this? So he told him, he says, no, you know why I did it? He said, because what you say every day. You say, Gira Beita the Sitna. And because you say that, that's why. That's what provoked me, and that's why I took a little bit of revenge. So he says, so what should I say every day? I have to say something. Gira Be'ena de Sitna, I need defense against the Yetzer Hara. You know, that's my way of somehow. It's like a tefillah, I guess. I'm not sure. I guess. So he said, that's what I'm doing. I need help against the Yetzer Hara. So he told him, no, what you should say is Lema Mar. In the future, say Rachmana Nigar Be'Besotan. A little bit more edel. You should say Rachmana Nigar Be'Besotan.
Incidentally, that I saw in the Sefer in Eliyahu, so he explains, one of the Talmidim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, so he explains, wrote a Sefer on Chidushi Agadas. So he says on this Gemara that what the Yetzirah was trying to tell Plimoy was, is that Plimoy was Gir Beinu the Sitna as if he could take on the Yetzirah himself. That's wrong, because we know Umali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei LaYachalai. It's not possible. What you're supposed to say is Rachmana Nigir BeBasatan. It should be more Belashin Tefila. Either way, this is the exchange between Plimoy and the Yetzirah. But what started this? Why did the Satan go after Plimoy? He went after Plimoy because Plimoy said, Gira be'ena de Satan. He's afraid to say the Hadairis. So you see that the Gemara says by us, in Mesechtes, Menachas, Tav, Samach, Beza, Men Aleph. It's also a Gemara, incidentally, in Sukkah, Lamed Zayin, Sukkah, Lamed Ches, where the Gemara over there brings the Meisra of Achab Yaakov, but the Gemara says, don't do it. It's not, don't try this at home. It's not something that you should do. Why not? Because it's not good. You're provoking the Yetzer. And here I have a real life story with Plimoy, where Plimoy used to say, Gira Be'enu the Satan, and he provoked the Satan. And it was a very tenuous situation. So Freik to say the Hadairis, what's Pshat in Rav Acher Be'yachim? Say the Hadairis has two terutzim. He says, one terutz maybe is Plimoy did it every day. Plimoy have a regular memer kol yoyma, Gira Be'enu the Satan. Okay, he did it every day. Rav Acher Be'yachim didn't do it every day. Rav Acher Be'yachim only did it on Sukkot, when he was shaking the Dalamina. But says, to say the Adairis, I'm going to tell you a different shot. And I found in the Ben Yehoyada, on the Sechtes, Sukkot, the Flamet Zayin, on the base, he says he was mechavin to the say the Adairis. And that is, the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rab Levi. Rab Levi said, Satan u penina, l'shem shamayim nischavnu. The Satan, who chepid with Eoif, and Penina, who chepid with Chana, even though they both did very, very terrible things, but their kavanas will l'shem shemayim. Satan, the Satan went after Eiv. Why? Even the Chazir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not yet die bas Eiv. Because the Satan saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so impressed with Eiv, and he was showing so much love to Eiv. Omar, he said, Chas v'sholim, min shilei l'rachmanusei d'Avra. Says, till now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oyev was who? Avram oyhavoy. It was Avram. And as a result, Klal Yisrael has a yichus. We're bnei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. We're zera Avram. Now that Eiv was reaching such levels, and he was on such a madrega, so the Satan, l'shem shamayim, was concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to start shifting his love from Avram Avinu towards the Satan. So l'shem shamayim, he starts provoking Eiv to try to get Eiv to be meired in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remain with Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remain with Klal Yisrael. So the Satan was the one who instigated Eiv, and the reason he instigated Eiv, said Rab Levi, was l'shem shamayim. He did it for Klal Yisrael. That was why he did it. Because he did not want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to move his love from Klal Yisrael, from Avram Avinu. That's Avram. What about Penina? The Chsiv, Chi Yasato, Tzerosa, Gam Kaz, Bavur Ari'ima. Chazal say that every time Penina would have a baby, she'd go to Chana and say, look, I had a baby, and Mamish rub it in a terrible, terrible way. And Chazal say that even though what she did at the surface seemed to be horrible, but l'shem shemayim nischavna. Really, her kavanos. I think the Velt says b'shem the Kotzker Rebbe that azar rishus can nor zayin l'shem shemayim. Right? Sometimes the greatest rishus that you find is when a person is l'shem shemayim. People blow themselves up l'shem shemayim. If it's not l'shem shemayim, you're not going to blow yourself up, right? So there's this concept of sometimes it has to be l'shem shemayim because otherwise, what's motivating you to do it? But either way, but Penina was also mechavin l'shem shemayim. Either way, says the Gemara, Dorish Rav Acher bar Yaakov. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov, who Rav Levi said. Rav Levi said, Satan upenina l'shem shemayim nischavna. So he went to Papunya, that's where he lived, and he said this drasha, that the Satan, who seems to be the bad guy in the story with Eiv, was really mechavin l'shem shemayim. Zok the Gemara, also Satan. The Satan came to Rav Acher bar Yaakov, nashke l'kare, and he gave him a kiss. He said, shkoich Rav Acher bar Yaakov, I appreciate the fact that you absolved my reputation, and that you went out and you darshan publicly in Papunya, that I'm not such a bad guy, that really my kavana was, you were megala the emes, that Rav Levi already had said, but he said it to the masses, right? And he gave him a yashikoyach, so the Satan gave the Rav Acher bar Yaakov a shkoyach. Says Rabbi Chil Halperin, the Seyda Adoyres, and the Ben Ishchayin is Ben Yoyada. You see, Rav Acher bar Yaakov and the Satan had a different relationship. That Plimoy and the Satan, they had a special relationship. He already owed him one. This was a nashke likare. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov knew he could always call a favor from the Satan if he needed to. As a result, he was comfortable saying, Gira Beinu the Satan. See, you're right, Plimoy couldn't say it, and it's not something that we could do. You're not supposed to go ahead and say Gira Beinu the Satan. But Rav Acher bar Yaakov, based on this Gemara of Avabastro, Daf Tezayin and Aleph, for him to do this, it would have been okay. I was just thinking one ha'ara this morning, and that is that it's interesting, when did this happen?
It happened on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says. On Erev Yom Kippur, the story with Plimai. So Plimai, every single day, would say, Gira Be'inah the Satan, and Yom Echad, Malu Yom the Kippur Ahav, it was Erev Yom Kippur, everybody's sitting around, they're eating, and that's how the story played out, where the Satan came after it. So the Satan seemed to have a koyach, special koyach, to come after Plimai, when his koyach seemed to be on Erev Yom Kippur. So it reminded me of a Gemara, Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara there talks about Abba Umana. Abba Umana was a doctor, and the Gemara says, Hava Asile Shalma Mimisifta Derekiah. Every day they used to come to him from Shemayim, and they would give him Shalom Aleichem. Every single day, he would get a good morning call from Shemayim. La Abaya, Abaya would get it, Kol Mali Yom Deshapta. Every Erev Shabbos. L'Rava, what about Rava? Kol Mali Yom de Kippuri. He would get it every Erev Yom Kippur. So we know whatever this machlek is, Abaya v'Rava, the halacha is like Rava, except for the Yal Kagan. But you see that Rava only got it Erev Yom Kippur, but Abaya was zeichet to it. Abaya was zeichet to it every Erev Shabbos. Abu Umana was even greater. Abu Umana got it every day. And that's, of course, the famous Agadah, the Gemara says, Kachol Shodaita da Abaya. So, Abaya Chalich Sadas, who's this Abba Umana? I mean, at the end of the day, he's a doctor. So, why is this doctor, Abu Umana, being Zoicha to something that I don't get? And the Gemara tells about the godless and the tzidkus, Befrat Binyone Tznius, that Abba Umana had. And as a result, the Gemara goes on, and this famous truth for Ramesha, right? Ramesha said that even though doctors are allowed to do their thing, and because they're Torah Bum Nosei, based on a Shach and Kuf Tzadikei and Yerideas, they don't have to be worried about Binyone Tznius, but it's not so poshut. It's not like just like a free reign that a doctor could do whatever he wants under the premise that it's okay, because if it's Mamish nothing, then what was the godless of Abba Umana? The fact that Abba Umana was a Tznua when it came to him being a doctor would not have been a big deal. So Rav Moshe, in a famous tshuva, says, Toich Dvarav, in a classic Rav Moshe tshuva, not for this morning, but Rav Moshe goes and he proves from here that it's not so posh. But either way, the bottom line is that Abu Mana every day, Abaya every Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and Rava every Erev Yom HaKodesh, every Erev Yom Kippur. So you see the Zelu Umazeh. You see that on the one hand, the Satan has a special koyach on Erev Yom Kippur. The Satan came after Plimai when? On Erev Yom Kippur. On the same time, you see Erev Yom Kippur is his man mesugel for the Tzadak Tush as well. That you see that Rava gets a gris from Shemayim. When do they come down? This is not the Satan, obviously. This is the Tzadak Kedusha. When does it come down? It comes down on Erev Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, you see this Zelu Mazel playing out. The Satan has a special Kayach L'chura coming to Plimai. That's the Gemara Kedushin Da Pei Aleph. And then you see that the Tzadak Kedusha also has a special Kayach to come down. And that's based on a Gemara, Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chaf Aleph. Now, it's interesting that we all know the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Masechtas Yuma. Shivas Yomim, Koidim Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mibesoi, Lelishkas Parhedrin. And Mafrishin Loi Koyin Achar, one of the things the Mishnah says is that they had to set up, they had to be a backup Koyin Gadol. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe the Koyin Gadol will become Tomei. If the Koyin Gadol would become Tomei, you have to have a backup. Somebody has to be ready to do the Avodah. Now, what was the concern? How would the Koyin Gadol become Tomei? We're afraid that maybe he would be not, maybe he would be Nimtza Keri. And if he'd become a Balkeri, Bilel Yom Kippur, it would be a problem. And the question is, how you talking? On Yom Kippur, you worry that the Kohen Gadol is going to be a Balkeri? What's Pasha Pshat on such a thing? Not just that, the Gemara talks about someone that's Roy Keri on Yom Kippur. So what's Pasha Pshat that there was a concern, there was a Havamina, that the Kohen Gadol may become a Balkeri on Yom Kippur? So if you take a look in the Tiferes Yisrael and others, on the Mishnah that says, Asor Nisim Nasul Avisena B'Mikdash, and one of the Nisim was, is that the Kohen Gadol was never Roy Keri on Yom Kippur. But it was a concern, but it was a miracle that took place that it never happened. He asked this question. What was that? Why is there a concern that the Kohen Gadol on the holiest night of the year may be Roy Keri? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, it's Dafka because it's the holiest night of the year that you had to be concerned. And the reason is because there's always Zelu Umazeh. And as a person climbs in his levels of Kedusha, the Satan has a Koyach as well. Because it always goes Zelu Umazeh. So it's Dafka. Bilel Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, after Shivas Yomim, where he was Belishkas Parhedrin, he's about to be the Shliach Tzibur. He's going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to bring the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel, the Kacha Yo'omer, Ona Hashem Chatasi Yovisi. When he's about to embark on this incredible level of Kedusha, it's Dafke at that time that the Koyach HaTumah has an unbelievable Koyach, because it always goes Zelum Azeh. So you're right. Ordinarily, maybe I wouldn't even be so concerned. But it's Dafke B'Lel Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is entering these Mechitzas, when he's coming to levels of Kedusha, then now the Satan has a phenomenal koyach, because it's always Zelva Umazeh. So it's Tafka now that we have to be worried. It's Tafka now that we have to be worried that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to be Raya Keri. The Kohen Gadol is going to be Raya Keri Bilel Yom Kippur. He's in such a holy place. Exactly. That's the point.
precisely because he's in such a holy place, memela the satan has such a koyach, and it's going to be zelu mazeh. So that's Bilel Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, this is zelu mazeh because a yid is in a state of kedusha, and memela you have the zelu mazeh. Here you see it playing out in erev Yom Kippur as well. Erev Yom Kippur is a bechin of Yom Kippur. Kol oichol b'chiyu masana b'asiri ma'alal of a kasev ki masana chiyu b'asiri. But it's not even the point. Erev Yom Kippur, as the person comes closer to the Yom HaKadosh, so mitzad echad, you see the koyach kedusha is very, very strong. That's Tainus Chaf Aleph, that they give Rava a gris from Shemayim. Mitzad sheni, you find that the koyach of the Satan, it comes together. It's always hand in hand. Tainus Chaf Aleph and kedusha pay Aleph are two sides of the same coin. Because if they're going to come to you and give you Shalom Aleichem, mi misifta diriki on Erev Yom Kippur, that means there's a koyach for the Satan to come down as well from Shemayim and dress up like an ani and knock on your door. Either way, could be that's the connection between these two gemaras.